Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock Podcast.
Hello.
Yay. We're so excited to be here.
I'm so excited.
I know.
Yeah.
You're so excited.
I'm so excited.
So funny.
Yeah, I don't really have many thoughts except for I just drove back from seeing my dad, and that was a 3-hour drive. You know what? I think it should be legal to go whatever speed I want on the highway.
Oh,
okay. On the highway specifically. Because
people will take advantage of that, though.
Yeah, me.
Okay.
Want to watch me go 180? I'll be there in 2 hours. You know, it's just, I don't know.
You're going to beat the GPS?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, you said I'm going to get there at 3 p.m.? I'm going to get there at 2 p.m.
My favorite thing is when I'm driving and then I see the minute tick one more down. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I am speed.
That was me today. It said I was going to get home at like 1:09. I got home at 1 o'clock.
Very nice.
I went, boom, take that.
Where'd those 9 minutes go?
Hey, I don't know. Not with me.
Yeah. No.
Oh, well.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I should be allowed to go whatever speed I want on the highway. Like, I understand residential zones and, like, school zones, whatever.
I guess we have to be safe.
On the highway when there's nothing but country road and...
Take me home.
Period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should be allowed to go 100.
Okay.
More so, I should be allowed to go whatever I want.
240.
Yeah, and then we should have the lanes be the fast lane. There should always be a middle lane for the people who aren't sure what they want to be, and then there should be the slow lane.
I mean, that's kind of how it is, though.
Yes, but if I ever see a truck, a semi-truck in the fast lane, get out of the lane. Because mm-hmm. It's like, I almost got killed by a few semis today because they were like, I can go as fast as you, so I'm going to merge in front of you.
Oh, uh-uh.
No, you can't, actually.
No, sir. You can't.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm sorry.
It's horrible.
Well, I'm glad that you're alive, though.
Thank you. Me, too.
That's really important to me, that you're alive.
Yeah. And then another thing is, if you ever call me and I'm on a road trip, I'm sorry that I'm mean to you, but why are you calling me when I'm... You know I'm listening to my music. I'm really...
You're locked in.
I'm thinking about something.
Mm-hmm. You're deep in thought.
I call you, you know? Because it's like, I get a call. Hey, just checking that you're still... Driving. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, bye. Boom.
Do you need anything or can I go back to listening to doing something else?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I get mean because it's like, you know I am driving. My leg is probably cramping.
Mm-hmm.
My shoulders are tense. Like, don't call me to go, so I'm just calling to see where you are. You have my location. Is the carb dot still moving? I'm alive.
Yeah. At least you're not, like, pulled over. You're not stopped.
Yeah.
You're still going.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? That you were like, oh, my leg is cramping. I realized this, not recently, but, like, sort of recently. Like, I am so short that I, like, when I push the gas pedal, like, my foot is completely off the bottom of the mm-hmm. car, and I'm, like, tippy-toed.
That's crazy.
I'm tippy-toed pushing the gas pedal. And I'm thinking you're taller. You're probably like, you have your heel resting and you're just pushing.
Yeah.
No, my foot is completely off the ground.
You need
ground.
One of
I'm
those shoes that have like the heel on it. Like those wooden sandals that have like heel to them.
I'm scared to drive in heels. I don't know why.
Real. I usually take mine off to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. If the heels are too big, I can't do that.
Especially like stiletto.
Yeah, I mean, not that I own any stilettos,
no,
but, like, I feel like owning stilettos, like, that's the
adult.
Bad place.
That's the bad place?
For me?
I don't know. I would wear them.
I wouldn't because I would fall. If I'm going to wear a high shoe, it has to be a chunky heel.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they look cooler.
Yeah.
Like, I really could not care less about your Louboutins unless they make, like, chunky heel Louboutins. Sure.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I don't even think Louboutins, I think they're just, like, the brand. I don't mm-hmm. even think they have, like, rubber on the bottom to, like...
Yeah.
Because I feel like that red sheen, like, that's just going to make you slip.
I see people that will take their new shoes and, like, sandpaper the bottom.
Yeah.
So that they can stick.
Uh-huh.
But my mom's philosophy on a Louboutin is, those are shoes that belong to a woman who gets dropped off at the door.
Mm.
She doesn't have to park the car and walk.
Yeah.
She gets dropped off at the door. She walks 2 steps in, goes and sits.
Yeah.
That's my, I remember.
Kick those
like,
shoes off.
Yeah. I was like, she was like, I had Louboutins back in my day. My mom, not mm-hmm. me. She's like, you wear those to events, you know, you'll be sitting down. And I was like, so real.
I saw...
So real, girl.
I saw this girl on TikTok, and she had bought a pair of Louboutins. I think the type of shoe is like the So Kate or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently those are like the hardest shoes to walk in. So she made it a point to go to the gym in her Louboutins for like a month before she actually had to wear them. And she ran on the treadmill with them. She did like squats. And, like, she went on the machines with them. And I'm like, that's crazy. But she went, I got used to them. Because your feet, like, they're such a weird angle. Like, your feet aren't used to that. So you have to, like, train to be in those so that you can actually wear them. So, like, that's crazy. You have to wear a shoe that, like, deforms your foot in order to, like, I don't know. It's just weird.
People be crazy.
People what do be crazy. What can
I
say?
People are actually really scary, and I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10 for people.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Is CoStar on your people? Is that a doofusé or a doubt?
Let's see. Let's see who gets it up first. I'm going to get it up first. Let's see.
I accidentally opened up the wrong app, because there's so many apps on my phone that are in black and white, and I just clicked the wrong one.
Mine is like... A big sentence.
Oh, what's the big sentence?
I feel like you're going to like it. I saw one word, and I think you're going to like it. Okay. You're due for a supernatural experience, but trying to understand the cosmos is a rookie mistake.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Due, manifestos, packing lists, simple machines, don't, plot twists, feedback loops, and have truths. So that's my do and don'ts.
Mine is, you can't be anyone's everything. Okay. Do, Epsom salts, olive branch, funny walk. Don't, retrace. It's like hard for me to talk today because I think I've been driving for so long.
Yeah, you're just like mush.
Retracing steps, what if, book ends.
Don't retrace those steps.
Why not?
Book ends.
No.
Crazy.
It says that you don't like fake people. I don't like impatient people.
Yeah.
But we're highly compatible today.
Aww.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one.
Oh, never mind then. I have something about you.
What?
You and Isabella feel like a mess.
Oh.
If Isabella's not ready to process what's going on with them right now, it might feel like your efforts are going unnoticed. And I can apparently view your relationship report.
What?
So let's...
Do that.
Do that. Let's see what this is. Oh, it's locked.
What's the first sentence? How far can you read?
I'll read until I can't anymore. Let's see. Where they're coming from. They have always been in a process of escaping their family. It put a fire inside them, but it also created disruptive activity along their many fault lines. They learned to avoid responsibility. Interesting. They have constructed a personal narrative based on the idea that bravery must be scared into humans. This made them feel like they needed to generate emotional friction. They lied to other people about their feelings to avoid disappointing them.
I've never done that.
Never.
I delete that. Who said that? I've never done that. Cut the cameras.
We're done. Oh my god. That's crazy. What do your paragraphs say today?
Today you feel torn between your belief in humanity and general misanthropy. It's good to retreat if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you over-intellectualize your experience and then convince yourself that you weren't made for this world. Dark.
Okay.
Drastic times call for drastic measures. Your work this month is to understand the difference between introspection and self-criticism.
Ooh.
When you second-guess yourself, you undermine yourself. Get comfortable with duality. The broader focus of your life during this time is to consider what you're fighting for before you decide to get ruthless.
Whoa.
Not knowing what life will look like in a month and or in 5 years can make you feel anxious. Not knowing can also feel the...
No.
Not knowing can also feel like possibility. You can choose how to respond to uncertainty.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Was there anything in that, in those paragraphs that resonated with you?
No, because I think I've gotten better at self-criticism.
Yeah. Yeah. You've grown a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel more mature recently.
You went from a girl to a woman.
Yeah. It's like crazy.
We were discussing. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I don't know.
What about your paragraphs?
Okay, let's read them. You're feeling extra self-conscious today, like everyone can see right through you. Maybe they can, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Embrace your transparency and embrace your transparency and let people in. Your work this month is to understand the difference between being social and being solitary. When you try to outrun yourself, you undermine yourself. Don't change the core parts of yourself to accommodate other people's expectations. Print that out. Put that on the wall. I love that. The general theme of your life during this period is to break out of your old habits, take control of your life, and make your mark on the world around you. There's no secret alchemy. Relationships just take a lot of work. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd say so.
Any type of relationship, I would say, takes a lot of work because you have to show up for each other. And you have to learn how that looks. And everybody has communication styles and love languages and all that kind of stuff. And you get to, once you really tap into the person that you're trying to build a relationship with, whether it be a friendship or a romantic relationship, I feel like you really have to hone in and learn about them and be like, okay, this is how you operate. How can I best suit you? And hopefully you get that reciprocated back and being like, how can they best suit you?
Yeah.
You know.
Relationships are hard. They take work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
But it's rewarding as well.
Yeah.
When you see all the work that you've put in and then somebody else receiving, or like you receiving that from somebody else too.
When you have somebody that knows you inside and out in a romantic way, I think that's like just interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. I just feel like I can't say that anyone's ever done that for me. I don't know if I've ever been romantically. You know me inside and out.
Yes.
But like for any of my partners to have ever understood me on such a deep level.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've tasted that yet.
I think for you this might get a little like therapy, okay? I think for you, we had discussed on the podcast a few episodes ago, like how we love differently and how you kind of still keep that wall up.
Absolutely.
So I don't think you've ever...
And it hasn't done me dirty yet.
I don't think you've ever given anybody the opportunity to love you fully because you haven't given yourself fully emotionally.
That's scary.
In that way.
Because I can't do that until you've proved yourself to me.
Well, yeah, obviously they have to prove themselves.
Period.
But like, yeah, I think once you let your walls down and you let somebody in, you can see how they handle you.
No. I don't want
How about no?
Cuz it's like, what if, you know, I let somebody in and they don't want that? No.
Then goodbye.
Yeah, you're not allowed to come in. Period.
Exactly, yeah.
Ever.
They show you who they are. Okay, goodbye. I don't need you. That's literally what you have to do. You have to get good at shutting people out in that way. It's like, okay, you disrespected me. Okay, you think I'm too much. Well, I'm just enough for somebody.
Right.
I'm gonna go find them.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Valid.
I spent so many years of my life feeling like I was too much and being told that I was too much. Just regularly in life. Right. And so when it came for me to start dating, I came in with this fear and I was like, I'm going to be too much for everybody. I've never met anybody who says that I'm just enough. And lo and behold, now I found somebody who tells me that I am enough.
Yay.
All the time.
As you deserve.
Yeah. And as you deserve too. Everybody deserves it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, everyone deserves it, but yeah. I don't...
Not but.
But I don't know if I'm there yet.
And And I will hold your hand through that process.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, of course. It definitely is a hard process, like opening up yourself to somebody.
Yeah.
And being like, here's all my deep, dark secrets. And like, please don't judge me. But also like, please love me still. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I don't know. I mean, especially with like the dating app world.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like, sit down. It's like that app with the buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Before I got on dating apps, I was just like, I don't like dating apps, and I refuse to get on them. Mm-hmm. But now, I'm just like, I'm for the dating apps. Because it kind of takes away that initial, like, does he like me, does he not like me? And it's just like, okay, we know we find each other attractive. Are we compatible?
I'm back on the apps, and I hate it.
Yeah.
It's because it's just like,
it's exhausting. You
so
have to
how
sort,
are you?
You have to sort through a lot of things, a lot of people. And like, if you're not excited about a conversation, goodbye.
That's true.
That what I tell people is like, you're allowed to be picky.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there for you.
Yeah.
And not everybody is going to tickle your fancy.
Yeah, you tickle my fancy.
You tickle mine, too.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Like, not everybody is going to vibe with you, and that's okay. And there's so many people out there that, like, okay, go find your person.
There are plenty of fish in the sea. Now, the ones in our local area?
No.
Not
the,
it.
The frustrating thing about being an Orlando local is the tourists.
Oh, my God. I'm only here for a weekend. Get over it.
Oh, don't my be God.
Here. Why'd you change your location?
Yeah. Like, and it's like, what? And then they try and match. And it's like, what about my profile told you that I wasn't a serious person, that I wasn't considering a serious relationship?
Yeah, I have long-term, like, you know, looking for.
Exactly. And they're just like,
short
I'm here
term,
for the weekend.
Don't know what I want in a relationship goal. Oh my God. What makes like, you think I'd want to talk to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I think that's funny, but it's very, very frustrating for sure.
Yeah.
To be in a high tourist area and have to sort through all those tourists.
Yeah.
Or the people that don't even put that they're a tourist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
and
just
you have to
like,
use like detective clues.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And it's like, do they have an accent and they live here, or do they have an accent and they're just here on vacation?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. And then I waste my like on someone. I'm like, you don't even live here.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It's like, bestie, come on.
Next.
Thank you, next. That's what you have to say.
Yeah.
On the dating apps, like, that's it. Be picky.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to be picky.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your future at the end of the day.
Exactly. So. You get to choose who you spend your life with. Be picky about it. Make sure that you're being treated right.
Yeah.
That's
Don't
it.
Don't settle. You're too hot to settle.
100%. I like that. We should put on a t-shirt.
You're too hot to settle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd wear it.
Me too.
Leave a comment if you'd wear that.
Should we make merch?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
So, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh my goodness, it is.
Do you have a Valentine?
I do have a Valentine.
Well, that's just so wonderful.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is my very first Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
I was about to say, like, this is like a big one for you.
It's a big one for me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Do you have any plans?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm hanging out with my boyfriend, and he's like, I got it. And I'm
Period.
Like, okay.
As you should.
So, I don't know what we're going to be doing, but, you know, as long as we're together, it's fine.
Right.
So yeah, I'm so excited.
Like, you're so excited.
I'm so excited. This is my very first Valentine's Day.
Do you have
like
a fit planned?
No, I don't. I'm like, I'm actually like freaking out about that.
Why?
I'm just like, what am I gonna wear?
You're hot. It doesn't matter.
I know. But like, what do I wear? I wore my nice dress on New Year's Eve. My nice black dress.
Mm-hmm.
I wore that on New Year's Eve, so it's like I can't rewear it, and I don't have like. But then, like, what's the weather going to be like?
Wear your fleece pants, leggings, things that you have.
I guess, but, like, what skirt do I wear?
Wear your black skirt.
My HHN skirt?
Yeah. Or do you have a white one? Because, I don't know.
I have white cargo pants, white jeans.
White jeans would be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what's that thing? Is it, you can't wear white after Labor Day?
Something like that. I don't follow that.
I don't believe it.
I don't even know when Labor Day is.
I couldn't tell you. And why is it a rule? Don't know.
Don't know. Don't
ask me. Not my problem. Shout out to laborers.
I guess.
I'm one of them, kind mm-hmm. of.
Yeah. We are, I would say.
I would say we're laborers.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I have a Valentine.
Yeah, you do? Oh yes. My god.
But it's like our friend that was like, Do you want them? And I was like, ah! Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
And I tore up a Home Goods.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But tell me more about your Valentine's Day excitement.
I don't know. I'm just so excited.
Do you have any heart themed things to wear?
No. I don't think I do.
Why not? But hearts aren't really your... you're, like... Out of all the symbols that, like, you wear... Yeah, I think you're more of, like, a star kind of symbol. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I'm wearing a star and moon ring right now, but... Are you wearing it, too? Mm-hmm. Yay!
It's a part of my daily wear now.
Aww.
I was gifted a ring.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay! and I wear the ear cuff, too.
Really? I didn't put mine in.
Oh, I've been wearing this.
I didn't want to take it down to see my dad and lose it over there.
Oh, yeah, so that's true. I've been wearing this, every day. It's great.
Love.
I'm so excited. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm 26 and I'm just celebrating my first Valentine's
Day.
And
I'm happy for you. It's what you deserve.
It's what I deserve. Yeah. For sure. It's just like, oh, my gosh. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think celebrating holidays for the first time with somebody. It's after it's you've magical. Been dreaming about it for so long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's just so exciting. I think it's really funny. I was thinking about our TikTok from last year.
Oh, when we were just sitting on the couch.
The clown one.
Wine with wine. I thought I'd have a Valentine this year.
Yeah. We had I don't know what kind of music. It was clown music, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And
we were in Joker
clown
makeup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like
a Snapchat filter.
When you both thought that you were going to have Valentine's this year. And it was us clinking.
That was one of our first TikToks that we ever made together.
Uh huh.
One of our first collabs.
I remember we thought it was going to be so shady too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh my gosh. Should we post this?
I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, this is throwing so much shade.
At the time, my situationship didn't even follow me anymore.
Oh, did he have a TikTok?
No.
Oh,
but I think we put it on Instagram.
I didn't.
Oh.
No, I put it on just TikTok.
Oh, well, then maybe not. Because whenever I'm wronged by someone, I don't block them, but mm-hmm. I do make them unfollow me.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Because
mm-hmm. I have a private account.
Yeah. So it's they don't need to.
Because it's like, why are you hating from outside the club?
You can't even get in.
You can't even get into my following.
Yeah.
So.
And they're never going to get in again.
No.
You know what I mean? So, that's that.
Never again.
But I remember last year, you gave me a bouquet of Lego roses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so sweet. And I have them on my desk.
As you should.
I love seeing them.
Because I saw them and I went, oh, I know who this is for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, I got you a Valentine's Day gift. And I was like, what do you mean you got me a Valentine's Day gift? And there was the Lego roses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Legos. I love Lego flowers, specifically.
Yeah. I have cars.
A lot of them. Lego cars. Yeah, those are your thing. Love it.
Yeah.
I like, my thing is the Lego flowers and the Lego brick heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours is it just the cars? Or do you
mainly the cars, but the like the vintage model cars. Mm-hmm. I don't like the BMX ones. I want I have a Mini Cooper and a London bus, and I have the Volkswagen bus. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch, actually, but they're all in Vegas still because I didn't move with them, so my mom uses them as decor.
I mean, as she should, though.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick decor.
Yeah, I wish I had that decor.
You do have quite a collection of Legos, though.
Yeah,
I remember I went into your old apartment for the first mm-hmm. time.
I had Legos everywhere.
Yeah, I know. You walked, you opened the door to your room and you were like, oh, this is my room. And I went, and you were like, there's a shelf of all my things. And I went over and it was a whole shelf, basically full of Legos. And I was like, oh my God, Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was funny. That was I think that was before I got into Legos too.
Yeah.
So maybe you influenced me.
Which is funny because I'm not really into Legos anymore.
I took that from you.
Yeah, we traded.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not drawn because our friend made this one and left it here.
I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
Is that like official Lego though? Or is that like a knockoff?
It's like the Five Below Legos. Mm-hmm. It looks very like textured. Like I want to hum, you know?
Yeah. It'll have a good crunch to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it looks like it's like made of like sugar.
You know what I mean? You could probably
For those listening, I'm describing a heart Lego thing, but it's not Legos, but it kind of looks like clear pink sugar.
I feel like you could make like a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
Heart-shaped sugar cookie with sprinkles that color.
Yeah.
But like not the long sprinkles, like the sugar sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are my favorite type of sprinkles.
I don't like those at all.
I love those.
I prefer the ones that are like the circle ones.
The circle. Oh, those kind of sprinkles?
Yeah. The ones that are on like the iconic sugar cookie.
Yeah. I don't like the iconic sugar cookie.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We still love you.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Did you know that in Philly there is a debate on whether you call them sprinkles or jimmies?
Well, I'm glad that we're really getting down to some really serious topics over in Philly.
Yeah, it's sprinkles and jimmies. I say sprinkles.
Yeah, because that's the correct thing to say. My jimmies?
Yeah. Ice cream with jimmies.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because jimmies, when I think of a jimmy, I think of like a Mike and Ike. Like that long. That's what I think a jimmy sounds like to me.
Well, it's like those sprinkles that are long.
Yeah, but I call those sprinkles because that's the correct thing to do. I don't know.
Sorry, Philly people.
Oh my God! So I was in Southern Florida this past week.
Yeah.
I went to a guy. Hi, can I get the butter pecan? Do you mean butter pecan? No.
Not him correcting you.
No, I don't. And then he put brown sugar syrup instead. So.
What was his personal vendetta against you?
I don't know. And then my dad was like, can I get a small coffee? Gave him medium. Hi, can I get a with butter pecan? An iced latte with butter pecan. Give me brown sugar.
Oh. I hate that for you.
It was very upsetting.
See, like, it's those little things that I don't care how you say it. Like, you say pecan, I say pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Would I say apricot, what do you say?
Apricot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Nevada. What do you say?
It's Nevada.
Nevada, okay.
Because if you say Nevada, they don't like you.
Really?
Nevada. Yeah.
So it's not even people from Nevada that say Nevada.
Yeah, because they don't like Nevada.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but it's Nevada.
Okay. So Las I've been Vegas, saying it
Nevada.
Right.
Nevada, Las Vegas. Whatever.
Nevada. Yeah, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada, they're like, shut up.
Do you say vase or vase?
Can you get the vase?
Vase.
I have to like say it. Route or root?
Root.
I usually say, I'm on root, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What else?
Also, our dishwasher finally stopped.
And the AC at the same time, the heat.
It's silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a creature was stirring, not even. What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know if you guys heard that. It sounded like...
Someone tried to open the door.
Somebody tried to open our front door just now. Sorry.
Scary. Excuse me, I'm podcasting right now. Thank you.
Do you want to be on Yap O'Clock Podcast?
Oh my gosh, guest star.
Guest star.
Yay.
That's crazy.
It's like now it's like weird, too quiet in here. I don't like
it. I know.
It.
It's just like now I can hear all my thoughts.
I know. Originally, no. I was just like chilling.
Now they're all running through
now
my
I'm
head.
Back to thinking about how your nose moves when you talk.
Ew! I hate that.
I had like more thoughts when I was driving, but I just can't remember them. I had a bartender lady be really mean to me.
Why?
And she's mean to my dad. And she didn't know we were together.
Oh, no.
I go up to her. Hi, can I get the key lime beer? And she was like, what? Oh, do you mean the Key West? There was nothing else on the menu that said key in it.
Oh.
And then she also had like that mean girl look to her.
Ew, how old was she?
Old enough to know better. to give me proper customer service, because it's about basic human decency.
It's about basic human decency.
Did we ever talk about why that's a running joke?
We did, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was mean to me, and I accidentally, she was laughing at me, and she stopped laughing because I accidentally gave her my bitch face. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to do that.
She just deserved it.
Yeah, and then she's like, ah! And then she like,
wow,
like stopped, because I was like, bitch. Also, I'm towering over this woman.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Why was she mean to your dad? What did he do?
Oh, he like went up there. What did she do? Well, he went up there, and then she was like, what can I do for you?
Sorry, that was a noise. Yeah. What did he say? What can I do for you? Or she said?
No, she's standing there waiting to be served. Uh-huh. Then she goes, what can I do for you? It wasn't like, hey, hi, how are you?
Oh.
It was just, what do you want?
Oh, I hate that.
And he was like, oh.
Oh, all right.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy.
So.
So 0 out of 10 for her.
Yeah.
Because what is that?
Mm-hmm.
We hate.
Don't be mean to me, because what's wrong with you? I'm possibly one of the nicest people that will sit at your bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be mean to me?
Bad move.
No, I wouldn't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't want to be on your bad side.
No. Like, we were texting the other night, and you're like, you're scary when you're hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a woman scorned.
Oh, absolutely. I'm evil.
Yeah.
I might argue.
In the best way possible, you are evil.
Yeah. I try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I give some lore?
Yeah.
Perhaps a particular gentleman from my past texted me, and we went out for just like some drinks and to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said to me was, you're professional at breaking up with people.
Yeah.
Because I just know where to get them where it hurts.
Yeah, you jab and you jab and you jab.
And it was, yeah.
So funny.
Because he was like, you were a professional at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
You're iconic.
I'm scary when I'm hurt.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like.
Don't cross her.
No, I don't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
Because I'll accidentally do like an old-timey curse.
She'll accidentally, on purpose, do an old-timey curse on you.
Yeah, like, you'll be walking away, and I'll be like, I hope all of your hard-boiled eggs are never fully cooked for the rest of your life. Stuff like that.
And then, boom.
You can't make a deviled egg anymore.
No.
You can't do it. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Look who's not invited to the family cookout anymore.
Oops. Ouch. Has a reputation of not making good deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be me.
Do you make good deviled eggs?
I've made them once, and I'm not the biggest fan of them.
I don't think I've ever had a deviled egg.
I don't know. It's just like, I like mine. Okay, so I had one once with caviar on it.
Oh.
And that was the only time I actually liked it, because it was so salty.
Oh.
It distracted me from the fact I was eating an egg. You like caviar?
I mean eggs.
Yeah, because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Does caviar taste like fish?
No. It's just, like, salty.
It's just salty?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It tastes, like, briny salty.
Ew.
It's so good.
I kind of hate that. Okay, caviar queen.
Thank you. But did you know that caviar and, like, caviar is only from a particular fish. It's from a sturgeon. That's caviar.
Oh.
But, like, fish eggs, like, roe. Like, some people say they're caviar, but they're not actually caviar.
Oh.
Because it's not the right fish.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like fake caviar. It's caviar from Wish.
Well, let me Google it.
Ooh, okay. We're going to fact check ourselves
I'm
here.
I'm pretty sure that caviar.
Caviar.
Is.
Let's see. What is this? This is such an exciting conversation. I'm so glad everybody is here for it.
I guess it's from.
Oh?
Hold on.
Okay, she's still doing her research.
Well, because it's like cap. Okay.
All right, let's see. There's a. I'm trying to find things to fill the silence while you're Googling. Okay, you got it?
Yes, caviar is made from eggs of sturgeon fish. The word caviar comes from the Turkish word havyar, which means egg bearing.
Okay.
It is a salty, unfertilized fish egg or roe. That is cured with salt and eaten as a spread or garnish.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from wild sturgeon in the Caspian and Black Seas.
Only in those seas?
Yeah, but due to get this, overfishing again.
Whoa, really?
Caviar net comes from farm sturgeon. But then if it's, okay. So usually caviar is sturgeon from these, I don't know. And then there's caviar non-sturgeon, which is salmon, trout, and masago.
Hmm. Are they different colors?
Yeah, sturgeon's caviar is like black and like other is like orange.
Yeah.
Think of like Finding Nemo.
Because I've seen, oh, that's so sad. Because now I'm picturing Nemo.
He's fine.
On a piece of cheese.
Yummy. Nemo. I prefer the black caviar.
Have you had the other caviar?
Yeah, I had it once on like an oyster and it was meh.
That's crazy. So much fish. I'm not the biggest.
Ooh, okay. Oh?
Okay.
So while traditional caviar does come from sturgeon, the term can also apply to the roe of other fish like salmon, trout, carp, lumpfish, and whitefish.
Hmm. Okay.
Only roe from the Acipensiformes order containing sturgeons can officially be called caviar.
Hmm.
So it's...
What's that word? I want to see it. What? Let's see. Where? Oh, wow. Acipensiformes. That's my that's my interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Acipensiformes.
Hold on.
Okay.
Acipensiformes.
All right. So if anybody knows how to say that word, let us know.
Let us know.
We could 100% Google that, but yeah, it's just more fun to get engagement and talk to you guys. So
yeah,
if you can say that word, hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting discussion about caviar.
Yeah. So for those who are just so curious about the difference,
your questions are answered.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning into Yap O'Clock Podcast, because that's where we discuss the difference of caviar.
Yeah, and what makes it caviar and what makes it roe.
And fine. I feel like we were talking about a lot of like rich people things today. Louboutins, yeah, caviar.
I'm just like shifting mindsets.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
I'm manifesting for the future of when I want to buy Louboutin.
Mm-hmm. And eat caviar every day. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't have caviar every single day?
Oh, I mean,
brought
I just...
in by their butler.
Yeah, absolutely. I have like, it on a nice piece of expensive cheese.
Yeah.
And I just...
The expensivest.
Yeah, and I have a little bell that I ring. Nee, 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 nee. Yeah.
When you said that, I was thinking of, like, The Parent Trap. You know how the mom is, like, extremely wealthy, and she's, like, high class.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Give me, like, 2 years, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, so here's a shift in topic. When women get old, they usually start to cut their hair a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll ever be that type of woman?
Well, famously, my hair was short once.
Mm-hmm.
Really short. Like, I had shaved sides and poofy hair. But it was so easy to maintain, but...
Like, do you think you're gonna go back to that look when you're a grandma or when you're an older mother?
I kind of get it, because it's like, I don't want my hair in the way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I just got my hair cut.
Yeah.
And I like having it long. I feel free. I like having my hair in the wind.
Yeah.
You know?
I like my long hair. I think shoulder length is, like, the shortest that I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, jaw, but, like, I can
like
never...
Nara Smith or whatever her name is.
Oh, my God. Now I'm never going to do that.
I'm sorry.
People were bullying her online.
Yeah.
Whoops. But I can never see myself with, like, a pixie cut.
No.
I don't think so. I don't think that look is for me.
No.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
Yeah, it's just, like, when do you reach that point in life where you're just, like, I'm an older woman now. Let me chop my hair.
Well, it's probably like, you know, if you're older, you know, your hair isn't what it used to be. It becomes less like...
I guess.
Whatever. So maybe just easier to just have it short and keep it short.
Maybe. Because, like, I'm trying to think about my grandma. And, like, when did she decide to chop her hair? I don't really know.
My grandmothers always had their hair the same way my entire life.
Yeah.
They never once switched it up.
Mm-mm.
Real, though.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandma, like, she's had long hair, or short hair, sorry. She's had short hair for at least the past, like, 35 years, mm-hmm. at least, at the very, very least. And it's just like, that's crazy. She's never gone like blonde either. She's wow. always had dark hair. And I'm like, that's crazy.
You should convince her to go platinum.
Oh my God.
Just for once. Just one time.
She'd be like, no.
When my hair goes all white, you better believe I'm doing crazy stuff to it.
Oh my God, I can't wait until my hair turns gray.
Yeah.
I love all the gray hairs that I see in my hair now. I have like a few strands mm-hmm. and I'm just like, I want my entire head to be gray. I want to look so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to embrace the gray as soon
Absolutely.
As soon as it starts like coming in, I'm embracing the gray. I'm going for it. I'm not going to put box dye on my hair.
No, because there's a beauty to aging that I think we've forgotten about.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, that you've lived so much life and you see that on yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And just like, wow, I'm changing. I'm growing.
Yeah.
I'm aging. Mm-hmm. And life is still happening.
Yeah. I think the only, like, work I would ever get done on myself as an old person is, like, my neck. Mm. Because, like, genetically, the women in my family, their necks get, like, saggy. That's probably the only thing I'd ever get.
Yeah.
I don't want my face. No.
No.
No. Just my neck. That's really it.
Age with grace.
Yeah.
Like, take care of yourself. Yeah. Do skincare, mm-hmm. but age with grace.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, any fillers or Botox or anything.
No.
That's not my look. People are getting
Botox so early.
Yeah. It's, like, 25 or 27 preventative Botox.
Yeah, and that stuff sinks down your face because your body doesn't fully metabolize it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So it's, like, that's kind of scary for the people who are, like, trying to look good now and be like, I just want to look good as an old person. It's like when they age, like, that's really gonna show.
I don't know, I just feel like we should embrace being old again.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something about anti-aging and this and that, and, you know, take these pills and whatever and your skin will look collagen, whatever. Like you said, take care of your body.
Yeah.
But embrace that you're getting old.
Yeah.
Some people don't get to grow old.
Life. Exactly.
Embrace that you can grow old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to stick with.
Yeah.
And you guys can check us out in 50 years because we'll still be doing this podcast in 50 years.
The AC will still be going on in the middle of it.
And we'll be aging with grace.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all we know how to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we slay.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for watching episode 19.
Crazy. We're on 19 episodes already.
I know.
Insane.
Some said it couldn't be done.
We proved them wrong.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I think that's kind of it. Thank you guys for watching and tuning in and hearing us out. And, you know, embrace your wrinkles. And your sunspots. Because sometimes I go to the dermatologist and they just want to start talking about all the sun damage on my face. And I'm like, okay.
All right.
That's not what I'm here for.
Right. Let's get back to the point.
Yeah. But yeah, don't be afraid to age.
Embrace the aging.
Embrace the aging.
Yeah.
Why fight the clock when you can embrace the clock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Move with the clock, not against
it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty, well, on that note, you guys have a wonderful whatever time it is you're watching this, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.